DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast. Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Right.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
So I'm looking at James's jerk-off material, and kind of hilarious, honestly. Kind of hilarious because
look,
it's...
I like what I like.
Well, you know, these aren't like...
Everybody's got their vice.
It's not like, you know, oh, I found your porno mag, you know, in your bathroom or whatever.
Hey, everybody's looked at sexy Transformers,
all
right?
First of all, RC, I will put fucking both fucking Energon cubes in her mouth at the same time. All right, Bow Weep Grana Mini Ball. Yes, that's my way of saying I'm gonna fucking blow it off in your face. But no, James, apparently you have a thing for like Spider-Man female companion characters.
Yeah, Mary Jane's hot. I love redheads.
Yeah. Okay, so why not just buy a magazine instead of printing them off your goddamn computer?
Or you could use a thing called the internet. And
what's even funnier? What's after that? His tax information. Stuff. His fucking tax information is after all those fucking...
Hey, Jim, you know what?
What? Okay, I thought we're coming.
This is going to be a lot of fun. So we were supposed to record at Studio B today, and...
Whose fault
some
was that?
Fucking prima donna.
Fucking hate prima donnas. I like post Madonna. I like Vogue.
He likes Madonna.
Get all, oh, can we record at Studio A? It's just going to be so much.
Because I love a holiday.
And then he said, feel free to abuse me all you want.
See,
but he said no firearms.
Yes. Technically, I said no blasters, yeah. Which is a reference to Star Wars, which has nothing to do with your pornography preferences over here.
Well, you okayed edge weapons, so...
I never approved.
Bryce, you want to take a turn?
Well, I'll save it for later.
It's pretty fun.
See, when Bryce stabs you, there's a reason. There's a reason. Coughing up a lot of blood, bro. A lot of blood. Are these carpets yours, or do you...
What to do, how to dispose of the body when the show's over.
No, I have a healing factor, so I recuperate rather quickly. So, you're lucky for that.
Yeah.
But no, when Bryce stabs you, he doesn't just stab for fun. He stabs for a reason. Like, when you have...
Like that? Good job, Bryce.
He just...
You didn't even see it coming.
Nicked an artery while he's sitting next to me on the sofa.
You got that good and deep, too.
Ooh, to the hills, yeah, no. Balls deep, if you will.
Okay, so...
Ouch,
Jesus.
Before
we
continue... Do you want me to die before the show's over?
Yeah.
Ow, that was even a moment.
Radiant.
You didn't even pause for effect. You were just like, yeah.
We will
like...
shoot to number one on iTunes if you die on this.
The suicide...
They actually killed a guy.
The homicide podcast. Not another homicide, if you will.
There's the title for the show. Okay, before we continue with last week's discussion...
Jim needs a septic pencil to sort of take care of his clotting needs,
no,
please.
Doesn't. No,
kind of a lot. I know I'm losing weight, but still.
We need to get to what we lost on last week's episode, which was an
integrity
phone call that you caught.
We've never had integrity. Who are you kidding?
We had integrity, you wouldn't
We're
be on
hard
the show.
Hitting journalism.
We are the Anderson Cooper of
podcasting.
Oh my God, did either of you see what happened on CNN yesterday?
No.
Did someone
this
stab
is
Anderson
best
Cooper?
Best thing live
with a knife
on
cock?
Anderson Cooper's show. They cut to Utah where Trump is about to have a rally.
Oh,
and they've
Jesus.
Got one of their
correspondents
there.
Yeah.
And he's standing there and there's this guy right in back of him. Waiting to get in the rally or anything, and he's watching the reporter. And as soon as the reporter starts talking, the guy gets up, positions himself, and unfurls a banner. And on live TV, has a banner that says, fuck you, Trump.
Oh, my God.
I witnessed it live. It was epic.
That man needs to be Bernie Sanders' vice president right there.
The good thing is CNN is a cable network, so they're not going to get fined. Like,
no, but you know they're pissed, ABC, and a lot of people probably got offended. But well, still, man.
Fuck them.
The balls on this guy to wait. You know he was waiting there from the time they got set up with his banner.
When he woke up that morning and got his breakfast McMuffin.
His breast McMuffin.
His breast fix Miss Muck. Fuck you.
He his goes, breast Miss Muffet.
He got a sandwich, all right, fucko? All right, fucko the clown? Got a goddamn sandwich. Breakfast sandwich.
There you go. That covers and, all the fast food joints.
Just, oh, it's near the lung. It's near the lung. Okay, healing factor. Holding six, the number six on my keyboard. This is getting so kind of lightheaded. Hey, guys. But no, when he was getting his breakfast sandwich that morning, he knew where he was going that day. He had that plan in his head. Oh, he knew that by the end of that day, he was going
to
be...
some redneck to punch him in the face.
Exactly.
He's going to be internet famous, man.
He's going to be swollen.
He's already... He's normal person famous.
But...
Because those normies don't want to vote for that fucktard.
The only downside, though, is that he blew his wad too quickly, because as soon as he unfurled that and it went live... I'm sure somehow the security knew, like, don't let this fucker in. He's got a banner. It's like, you know, when you're going into, like, a WWE event.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you've got, like, those signs rolled up, and they, like, well, got to see the sign and make sure that it's not saying something inappropriate. You know, at a Trump rally, they wouldn't give a fuck. It's just, you know, fuck the foreigners or fuck the Mexicans or whatever.
Fuck the Muslims.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
They're assuming that's what it's going to say, but when it says fuck Trump, oh, my God. This guy needs to be, like, beaten within an inch of his life.
It was just so epic to see.
Oh, my God.
We were in the studio doing the show, and my producer just points and starts laughing. And Jeff Mitchell, our traffic guy, and I were talking.
Jeff Mitchell.
He's great.
Tell him I said hi. Seriously, no, he will remember me because we.
Oh yeah.
He fucking
owes
me money. God damn it!
Talks about the show all the time and how he used to do traffic and how he loved doing traffic all the time.
You said
on that
convincing
show, because
no
he was
one.
Like he could be like, you know what. Screw it.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, seriously.
Now he's actually going to report traffic.
The cars in places. It's going to take a long time.
It's like one day you just need to get on and go, you know what? Find a bar, hang out.
No,
ain't getting home.
Not to cut you off, but Jeff Mitchell, I had promised to go and hang out with him and have beers some night because he's such a fucking awesome dude. And if you've got the pleasure of having him do your fucking traffic, know that all he's thinking about the entire time is as soon as the fuck he's off, he gets to go to the goddamn bar for happy hour, and they give him the Jeff Mitchell treatment. But anyway, I'm sorry. So you were watching that. And
so yeah, we turn around, we're just dying, and our producer takes a screenshot of it.
Yeah.
So it's probably all over the internet.
Good
hand
gestures.
Sure, everywhere.
I'm sure the listeners appreciate your hand gestures right there.
You know what else they appreciate?
What they appreciate? Bloodletting. Are these carpets yours, or do you have to take them when you leave?
Go for it.
Okay.
Because when my wife gets home and sees what you did.
I need more iron in my diet.
Oh, okay.
This hurts. Not iron in that.
You sure you want to try again, Bryce?
Yeah, I'm good.
Just so lightheaded. Okay.
Okay, so last week, before we get into...
Wow.
Sheath the weaponry. not in him.
No, Bryce, no. Go, cause just please tell him to not do the thing. I didn't think you were going to do it, then you did it, and now you've done it, and now I'm done.
It's just, it's so relaxing.
Yeah, stabbing me is very relaxing.
It's like when you pet your dog or something, you kind of relax.
What the fuck do you pet your dog with? A knife? A fucking katana? A sword?
Jim, last week we had some difficulties. And
he sounds nice. Maybe you should stop stabbing him with things and metal stuff.
Jim, yeah. Wake up. Come on.
No.
Jim.
Hey! There's a lot of... I don't know who bled on your floor, but you should probably talk to somebody.
It's covered. It's covered.
No, literally, yeah.
In blood.
In my blood, yeah.
That's not yours. Someone else.
Who the fuck have you been stabbing?
The other big Jim.
Oh, so I'm the upgrade on the version 2.0, if you will?
It's like I got this Deadpool comic when I was at the coast a while back, and it's Night of the Living Deadpool. And basically, the zombies came, and they found out that when a zombie bites a Deadpool, they turn into another Deadpool. So
what?
So it's zombies roaming around and bands of Deadpools roaming around. It's
I have cool. A fucking erection right now.
It was I'm only halfway through it, but it's pretty fucking awesome.
Jesus, dude, that would be the fucking that'd be the best. You have an army of fucking undead Deadpool.
See, you'd think that'd be the best solution.
Or unpools,
but they're
if
finding
you will.
Out that that's not the best solution.
Well, you know, six of one, half of it. It's already the apocalypse. Who gives a fuck? So I'm sorry, James, you were talking about something.
I
want to
hear we heard it last week, but
yeah.
The audience didn't get to hear it.
No, sorry. Sorry, audience. You don't get to hear the story. The first time
we
went out there,
Kendall.
It was fucking...
Kendall. Tell us about Kendall.
I called Kendall, and I apologized to her because the horrible things that I said. A lot of racial slurs. I think she's Puerto Rican. I'm not quite sure. But
right after you told that story, Mark Mason, who I work with in the afternoons,
yeah,
he had something similar happen to him.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, okay, unfortunately last week there's something weird happened where...
Bryce's computer decided to update while we're recording.
Yeah, which, I mean, normally you just get like a pop-up and like, okay, you just either, you know, confirm or
deny. Well, it started
deny.
Doing a background scan.
Oh, is that what it was?
Problem. Yeah.
Okay. But we had like a good solid 45 minutes of just like some solid gold fucking material, which is, you know, every episode of None Other Podcast... Those of
it's
you
a unique
tuned in.
Flower.
Yeah, it is.
They're their own.
Is it the snowflake of the podcast?
Exactly.
Is it the corpse
exactly.
flower? And it really only gets
because
relevant
no
every
editing.
7 years.
There is
literally no editing. It is upload.
What you hear is what you get.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
You're gonna take it. And you're gonna like it.
But so okay. So
does that
so yeah.
Make
so
us like the prison rape of the podcast world.
Again, windows open.
Did you guys hear about Jared Fogle?
Oh my God, yes.
Got his ass beat.
Oh no, no.
Is anybody surprised?
No,
I really hope.
I am surprised that it took this long.
That long, yeah.
I really pray that this happened in like the cafeteria kind of area.
It was in the yard.
It was in the yard?
Okay, well, at least I hope whoever was that...
His milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Damn right. It's better than yours, James. But no, I really hope that whoever did the beating stood over him in like his like broken, bloodied kind of puddle, which I'm in currently. But he looks down at Jared and he's like, "Eat fresh, bitch," and then just walks away, drops Shank, and then just walks the fuck
drops
away.
I hope somebody made a $5 foot long reference.
You know he's gonna hear that every goddamn breakfast, lunch, yep. dinner. Someone's gonna say that.
I bet the guards. I bet the guards just watched for a few minutes before they actually stepped in.
I'm genuinely
the guy who did it.
Is a fucking bad.
Because he was sick and tired of all the sex offenders in his prison.
Good.
So wait, he's like Samuel L. Jackson, Snakes on a Plane. I'm sick and tired of these
motherfucking
sex
offenders
in
my
motherfucking
prison.
Exactly.
In accordance. To Megan's Law, bitch!
Just stop! Why are you hitting me? Why don't you hit Jared?
Here's some fresh stabbings.
Hit me with the stabby thing
I'm
again. That's
smack
easier.
Him with my $5 foot long.
Would you like your foot long cut in half?
I like meatball marinara. There's a lot of marinara
I'm
on the floor.
I'm surprised he didn't get shanked.
I'm surprised he hasn't actually killed himself yet.
He's still got a while to go.
He's appealing.
Well,
like,
of course
he's trying to appeal.
Oh, is he appealing to you? You fucking sicko! Really? He's appealing.
Appealing his sentence.
Oh,
don't make me prison beat.
Hey,
you
he's
got
to get back to his kitty diddling. All right.
No,
so many 12-year-olds. Such little time.
Harsh. I'm like 15 fucking years for child porn and having sex with minors. Fuck
no,
you should get life.
Yeah no. Seriously, no.
To get castrated.
Your balls
and not chemically.
Your
like
balls
someone,
and shaft should get 20 years in the electric chair.
Like in the Middle East, they got the hand chopper offer in ISIS. They need.
Is that what they call it?
Is that the technical term?
Sure, that's close enough. But they need
to... Ahmed, come over here. I'm on the Acme website. They have the hinge humper offer thing. Offer. Should I buy one?
Yes.
Buy one?
Buy two.
Buy two. Buy two. Okay.
Buy two.
One for each hand.
Get the eye puppy out thing, too.
But they need a castrator, like a little nut chopper offer for sex offenders.
To me,
when
though,
you buy two hand chopper offers,
it comes with a
nut
chopper
offer. Free.
There you go. No, it should be the nutcracker. Not even a chopper.
Call now, and for those that order soon, we'll also throw in the nut chopper offer. No, seriously, the guy that kidnapped those women in like Cleveland.
Oh, no, no, it was...
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like
the guy...
Three brothers.
Yeah. No, it was one dude.
It was one dude, and he had, like, three women.
Three women in the basement, and the only reason why they were rescued was because...
One of them escaped.
He went... No, she got to the window, and she was beating on the goddamn window.
Yeah.
And the neighbor saw...
It was three guys.
Was it three guys?
Yeah.
I think they charged three.
Okay,
and I think there was also another one. I think that's the one you and I are thinking about, where there was one guy that had caught two or three women, and he kept them, and one of them...
Yeah,
somehow escaped.
Because there was that black dude that actually saw that they were, you know, they were there and he actually was the one that rescued them. And so he became this immediate internet celebrity.
Yeah.
And his interview afterwards was so fucking hilarious.
I was just walking down the street, yo, and I see this girl, man. She's beating on the window. Something like that.
That's horribly racist.
Yeah, kind of a lot.
How dare you?
You know, are you voting for Trump soon or just... I can't vote with that hand now. Not enough fingers.
All right, back on the topic at hand.
Getting kind of lightheaded. All right, so
the hand after we cut it.
I love how
like
you
that.
Bring me over here because you want me to tell you a story, and then you just bloodlet all over the fucking floor. Your fucking walls are speckled with.
This is the contract you signed when we brought you on.
What
contract?
Did you fucking
not read?
Contract means I get paid. I get no money. None.
It doesn't have to mean that you get paid.
Really?
Yeah.
You were,
but my lawyer said that if I sign it. Wait, you are my lawyer, James.
Yeah.
He's also your agent.
You are a horrible, horrible soulless
human. Hey, he got you this phone call. God damn it.
Yeah.
Now let's get back onto the topic at hand.
Hard.
Come on.
Kendall.
What's a phone? I don't know now. I've lost so much precious blood fluids.
We'll replace it with alcohol later.
No, it's the cream. No, that's not it. Never mind.
It's the Korean War.
I was thinking of... his name's Pastor Manning, and he says that semen is the cream of the blood.
When I die, which is probably going to be later today, I want you guys to put on my fucking tombstone, the cream of the blood. Jim Willick.
Blood cream.
Brother, father... You know, friend to life, semen factory, and also cream
lover
of the blood.
Lover of cacos.
Cacos, if you will. So, do you want this fucking story or what? Jesus, you keep stabbing
me. On you.
I'm sorry, things are getting kind of dark over here, man. Stop with the stabby bits and I will fucking talk. Please. We cool? We cool, bro? Yeah, get some good time.
Trying to get him to do the story, and you have to do that.
The fuck is... And Bryce is unbuckling various parts of himself right now. What the fuck, man?
Fine.
Are you just filled with so much angst and like tension all the time? So when you crack your... What the fuck, dude? Seriously? That's part of you that is no longer there. It's fucking...
No, it's still there. It's still attached.
It's angry. It's not
no,
having
it's
a good time.
Happy.
It's...
Feels good.
All right. Well, fuck. I got to tell a story after this whole thing. All right. So I had lost my phone. This was maybe 2 weeks ago. And before I got a new phone, I was sitting at home with the Pooba, which is a nickname that I have for my daughter. And we're just sitting there. We're watching Cartoon Network and enjoying some lovely Uncle Grandpa, which is the most bizarre shit fucking ever.
The name of that is fucked up.
Yeah. And the cartoon itself is like, wow.
I've caught a little bit of it because my wife will watch Adult Swim at night.
Yeah.
So I'll after I get up in the morning, I'll like play games for a while, and then I'll turn the TV on. and it'll be on Cartoon Network, and it's always like Uncle Grandpa or those fucking bears.
Oh, we know we Bear Bears are a fucking. It's a fucking hilarious show. Okay. It really is. Yeah.
And
Maybe Titans. You need to smoke better weed or some resin that I have or whatever.
I probably have to start smoking.
Okay. We'll get you high, and then we'll get you some Bear Bears. But so Poop was watching the Cartoon Network. I'm sitting there watching her doing an awesome job as a dad. And then the phone rings. Malia's phone rings.
I don't know what I ever tell her drunk dad's great dad.
Again, your impersonations are A, racist, B, inaccurate, and C, kind of fucking offensive to everyone with ears and can hear. Just saying. So I'm sitting there. The phone rings. I pick up the phone. It's a number that is not recognized on Malia's phone, nor does it recognize by me. So I answer it. And I'm like, hello, this is Malia Sue Johnson's phone. My name is Jim. How can I help you? Like, I go in, like, you know, fucking...
Go into customer service.
Exactly. Customer service mode.
Do you have an appointment?
You know, who knows? This could be, like, the Mega Bucks or the Mega Millions, like, calling. Like, so we know you bought a lottery ticket not too long ago. And we want to give you the prize or whatever. So
this is the Prince of Nigeria.
Hello. I am Prince of Nigeria. I don't know why I sound Russian. It's a weird part of country, like part of North. What kind of West?
Little Russia, Nigeria.
Yeah. Russian Nigeria.
Little Moscow.
Maybe you should buy Better Globe. Maybe you should have that. Maybe you should have better times with geography.
I wanna, keep it in I your mouth, take a map, James. And I want to like rearrange stuff.
I will find an accent for every. And it's always like, he's the thing.
See,
little strange bits.
Let me pull up the map. See how Russia overlaps every country.
Oh shit, you're right.
So there we go.
You know, Bryce, you should be a teacher. You should, you know, touch the youth of today. Actually, maybe not touch the youth of today. Just okay.
We don't need another Jared Fogle.
Reach. Here's the thing. If motherfucker tried to shank Bryce in the yard, guess what? That motherfucker is going to the goddamn morgue. Fucking Jared Fogle went to the I was going to say the confirmary or the infirmary.
The confirmary.
Yes, it's official.
He got
your ass kicked. Yes, you did.
He probably got it in the rectory, too.
Oh, three knuckles deep in the rectory. Again, a good title for the show, but I'm just saying.
It's
anyway,
a good band.
We are tap dancing album. Around three this whole story. So the phone rings. I answer the phone, and I'm like, hello, this is Malia Sue Johnson's phone. My name is Jim. What can I do for you? And she's like, is this Jim Willigan? I'm like, it's very strange when you answer somebody else's phone, and the person on the other end is asking, exactly. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck? Okay, this is kind of strange. So I'm like, yes, this is James Willig. What can I do for you? And she's like, well, your information was forwarded to us. And I can hear in the background, this is obviously a... fucking like a boiler room
call center
kind of situation where like there's countless people in the background having the same conversations in various stages.
I just imagine typewriters and monkeys in the background
all being stabbed by James. The entire boy, where's the fucking Shakespeare? Where is it? So I'm like, okay, yes, this is James. What can I do for you? And she's like, well, your information was sent to us. Embrace yourself, or Bryce yourself, if you will. You have been.
He wants to be a Bryce Ipel.
I would love to be. Is that a thing? Can I be a Bryce Ipel?
It will be.
I've seen him play video games.
I would love to see the Bryce Apocalypse. I would love to see that. That's a thing that needs to be.
That's coming after the show.
Yeah. Wait. Am I going to be alive after the show? I mean, even Dad's been stabbed a couple times, man. There's a lot of fluids here. Anyway, so. Back on topic.
Stay on target.
This is my copy that red gold leader. Yes. So this is James. What can I do for you? And she's like, I would love to offer you a position, a part, as either speaking or actually no, as a speaking role in the upcoming Fast and Furious 8.
Dun dun dun.
Which at that point will I really know is
will he accept?
Total bullshit.
Will he be?
Find out when we come back.
This is exciting conclusion.
Coming up after a Shinedown, or going out to the break. We've got
Nirvana coming up.
We got Shinedown. We got Nirvana. We've got
a little Coldplay.
Thank you for listening to The Rock of Portland.
A lot of Coldplay.
Rock 101, KUFO, no. Shit went bad.
It's gone.
Ouch. Wow. You know, you hurt just cut us with that both statement. There. I was going to say, he cut us both to the quick.
Just went across the board.
No, just
the
sound effect. You just, the sound
you're
effect
a little late.
For
this one?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's a little excessive.
3-4 stabs is too much.
So anyway,
she offers me this position. Yes,
Vin Diesel. And
I know it's total bullshit, obviously, because after Paul Walker died, they're never going to do another fucking Fast.
I
and
heard
Furious
they're
movie.
Talking about doing another one.
They've
seriously,
got a script done. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So they're just going to shit true. On Paul Walker's grave.
Yeah. That's the Vin Diesel
they got
way.
His brother.
Just no fucks given. Yeah. Like all the time. Like I will shit on his grave. I wipe my ass on his tombstone like daily. But anyway,
they keep making those because Vin Diesel is he makes so much
Superman.
Money from them. No. He makes so much money from them. He's got like this big project in mind that he wants to do that sounds pretty epic, but no one will do it, so he's doing all these.
But I mean, Vin Diesel, that's a champion for Vin Diesel, but he's a decent enough actor where he can pull off varying roles. He doesn't have to fucking keep raping the same franchise over and over again. When Paul Walker died in a fucking car accident, during a movie that is all about cars, seriously, no fucking bells or whistles go off in your head? None? No one?
Welcome to Hollywood.
Just me? You know, when I
where you're apparently going.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
No, is that the name of the hospital that's going to fucking put all the blood back in my body, James? I don't think so.
You just need a transfusion. You'll be fine.
I didn't know. I needed
just walk it off.
I need an infusion, not a transfusion. I need an infusion.
There you go. Rub some dirt in it.
Hey,
I got some tussin for you.
Okay, so she offers me this role, which I know is total bullshit. I can hear in the background. It's coming from a call center. And
this is not coming from a cult.
A cult?
Yeah.
No.
A cult of personality.
Ba-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da. Is that the song? Is that how it goes? Cult of person. Anyway, so moving on. I'm just happy I didn't get stabbed for that fucking horrible rendition. She offers me this speaking role in an upcoming movie that I know is total bullshit.
Now, will you be speaking on screen or will it be like a voiceover?
Where's my burrito? Hey, craft services!
He'll be the guy in the background ruining every shot.
Hey,
craft services!
Those guys seem to be driving fast and furiously, if you will. I'm just saying. I'm just some random guy off the streets.
He's probably going to play the pedestrian who gets hit.
Probably.
Ouch! Was that Vin Diesel?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah. I'm fine. I'll get up. Losing a lot of blood here. A lot of blood. Which is my thing, is I lose a lot of blood, but I'm still alive. But anyway, so random person calls me up, offers me this job on this fucking obvious fake movie. And I'm like, I've got two choices at this point. I can either A, call her out on her fucking bullshit and, have like that righteous indignation where you're just like,
how dare you play on my dreams?
Exactly. It's my fucking dream to kind of go that route to try and be famous and be... someone that people recognize and be in movies and stuff, and you were just preying on that bullshit.
But Jim, you were in a movie.
Jesus fucking Christ. What movie would that be, James? Let's just spoon feed you or ham fist you the option, if you will.
I don't remember the name. Was that a pilot you did here in Portland?
I think
you didn't see it? You didn't witness
no, I did,
it
but I
at
can't.
All? At all? You didn't see it? You didn't witness it?
I witnessed it. It's in the hand of your palm. I mean, it's right there.
The hand of your palm?
No, that's a whatever. Knife. That's a knife that's in his hand. Because, the knife...
Hey, Jim.
That's
Jim,
not a knife. This good is game. A knife.
Every time I hear Good Game, I remember Han Solo getting hands deep.
Good game.
So not cool. What's fucked up is I wanted to talk about abuse on this fucking show, and that we went this other route. And let's talk about Jim's phone call, and then it somehow still just sort of revolves back around to let's either stab or molest. Let's put something in Jim that makes Jim feel bad about himself. Anyway, long story short. we're not even like we're not even halfway into this goddamn story. So, woman calls up. She offers me this position. I know it's bullshit. I got two choices: either A, call her on her bullshit, or B, just go with it. Just like become the most enthusiastic person or customer, which is what she's trying to sell something. I know this. So be that customer for her that is just off the fucking charts. And that was the one that I chose. So I'm just like, oh, are you kidding me? I get to be in a movie with fucking the Vinny Diesel and that black guy from that one movie, and then that Mexican chick that got in trouble a couple of times for DUI, ironically enough. Like, I can be in that.
The only way this will be more perfect is if Lindsay Lohan is in.
Spoiler alert, Lindsay Lohan is in the next Fast and Furious 8, just so you know. But I go off the fucking charts. I'm just so fucking, I'm just like, oh, you don't understand. I start breaking down. I'm like, what's your name? She's like, my name is Kendall. I'm like, Kendall, you understand? Like, this is my entire life. Like, I went to Temple University in Philadelphia. Like, I got specific with shit. I'm like, I went to Temple University. And, like,
real.
I want to be an actor. Like, my dad was an actor. He was a very respected and principal actor. He was in Witness with, you know what? Don't worry about it. No one ever fucking saw that film.
Don't worry. You know what? Forget I even said it.
You can't find it anywhere.
God
damn
it.
It's out of print.
After we watch that as a movie commentary, don't you feel dirtier for, like, you know, the whole thing? Don't you feel kind of Amish? Like, part of your lives were, you know, changed?
Good game.
So,
I think we all want to go back to a simpler time. barn raising.
Bell on the mic, getting touched by a stranger. Simpler times! You're an asshole. Fuck you both. So I'm just like, I'm going off to her. I'm like, I'm professing my love. And she is trying to full-on minigun, fucking Gatling gun style me. All the bullet points, like, you know, if you want to be a part of this whole thing, we'll get you a website of your own. We'll get you a personal producer. We'll get you a
personal producer.
She never saw me, I'm assuming, but she said we'll get you a nutrition coach. I'm like,
because I can hear you wheezing.
That almost broke me. I'm just like, ouch. I mean, I'm trying to fuck with you, but damn, son, like, was there a weight requirement for this email? Like, what the fuck? Actually,
you
took place.
Just barely made the cut.
if you stop chewing now, we'll send you three copies of Not Another Podcast, or not Another Bryce Apocalypse, if you will. But anyway, so I'm like, yes, I'm totally down for the whole thing. And she's trying to give me all the bullet points, all the awesome things that, you know, I would be getting if I took this position. I'm just like, I'm just over the moon. And she's like, you know, if you want to continue getting this kind of attention through from the Hollywood elite, you will either A, do the regular package, which is, you know, just your information is with us and it stays there for 12 months. My wife to be, Malia Sue Johnson, who I love very dearly, loves me and supports me and cares about me. I know you guys are totally foreign to that, you know, concept, but she loves me enough that she wanted to sort of put my information out there, and she took my resume and she took my face, my headshot, and sent them to various websites. And this one, obviously, is a total fraud, was the one that actually called back, which is, you know, just the most bizarre thing. So, you know,
I'm shocked that she didn't get up there and go, you know, by taking part of this, you can bypass all the casting couches in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And just go straight to start.
Are you tired of sucking dick? Because you sound like your jaw's kind of loose. Oh, yeah, yeah. I like so much dick in my mouth. That got weird. But no.
Running a train through Hollywood.
He's been enjoying that.
Simpler times.
He's been enjoying that Hollywood glory hole too much.
Wasn't that in a movie? Wasn't that like the... No, is it called The Hollywood Shuffle?
That's a great band, by the way. Hollywood Glory Hole.
Hollywood Glory Hole. And it's got good onomatopoeia.
The first single,
to it, yeah.
Suck It. It's great.
Suck It to Glory. Suck It. Suck It. Suck It to Glory! Again, window still open. Your neighbors horrified all the time.
Wasn't that a song by Trooper?
Get it in. Come on, you can't hurt me anymore.
Jim,
you can't hurt me anymore.
Good game.
Okay. You stabbed me through my slab hole. That's
your slab hole?
Well, this was a stab. What? I thought you were on my side, Bryce. I thought. Same team, far of the same team. Okay, healing factor, healing factor, healing factor, holding six. All right, we're good. So, I'm so glad that you guys can just...
I think that's the title for the show, Suck It to Glory.
Suck It to Glory. Suck it, suck it, suck it to glory. Suck it, suck it. Did you hear the crowd just sort of chanting that shit over and over again?
Let me hear you.
Suck it, suck it.
When did they become British?
Oh, when the album sales actually went up and, you know, were, you know, worthwhile. But, okay, so I go off the charts and I'm talking to Kindle and I'm like, you know, I'm breaking down. I'm just like, this is my dream. I've always wanted to be in movies. I'm like, you called me up out of the clear blue sky and you're offering me the dream of my life. Like, you don't understand. Like, this means so fucking much to me. And she's like, and if you want the standard package, which is to keep your information. Yeah, totally. Dude, my emotions to her were like it was like RoboCop. Like the bullets would hit him, just like ting, ting, ting. Totally unresponsive. She's like, you know, if you want the standard package, it's we keep your information on file and we will give that to other possible directors and casting agents for the next 12 months. Or you go with the second tier package, which is
deluxe.
You get we keep your information on file for 2 years. Ooh. And we give you the website and we give you like the
nutritionist.
Actually, no, that was the third tier. And before she even got to the third tier, she's like, fuck you. Do you need like a card number or something? I will just give you money right now. What do you need?
Take my money.
I don't give a fuck. You know,
take it.
Stop drilling. You've hit oil. I will give you all the money that I have.
Take it like Jared Fogle in the yard.
Oh, Jesus. You know what? He's eating fresh.
Suck it to glory.
Eat. Eating fresh. Suck it to glory. So, again, window open. Neighbors, horrified. So yeah, I'm just like, you know, I will give you, so for the first tier version of their product for 12 months, just keeping their information on file, $375. Seems kind of, that's actually not that bad. If, you know, if I'm going to get on to the Fast and the Furious 8.5¾ with, what's his name? The dead guy, Carl Banks or whatever.
Carl Banks.
Rafe Spall. Fucking called that shit. You knew. You fucking knew. So for the base version, it's like $375. The second tier was $595. But the VIP package comes with the agent, the nutritionalist, if you will. The 12, it's like 4 years of your information being kept on file. And like all these other things. I'm just like, you know what? Done. I just need to give you my card number. I will do that right now. And she's just like, okay, well, that's fine. I can take that information from you whenever you're ready. I'm like, okay, so, wait, no. See, my wallet, it was like right over there. See, I'm sorry, Kindle. I worked late last night. I got two jobs, you know, because my dream, it's kind of hard to support. I get stabbed like every fucking day from random strangers for no reason except for their own personal entertainment.
I stand on street corners and hand people knives. Stab me for $5.
We'll get stabbed for $5.
Dude, honestly, kind of give a guy $5 if I get to stab somebody.
Made like, $5, but yeah. He stabbed good, so I had to go to the emergency room.
I shoved the fucking the Lincoln into the stab hole to sort of stop the blood from flowing back.
Trying clot.
I did triage. I mean...
So, I'm like, okay, I can't find my wallet, Kindle. I think maybe it's upstairs. Again, I worked my other job last night. I'm kind of tired. I usually leave it over here, so I go upstairs. And I got the phone in my ear. Pooba still in like a little playpen / internment camp that we built for her. I go upstairs.
Baby Auschwitz.
Wow. So what do you keep in that deep, dark hole that you used to keep your soul in? Like, what do you do? Like, nothing?
Baby Auschwitz, freedom. Obviously.
Yeah. I keep small children and knives for
the
stabbing.
Souls of my enemies.
Just for stabbing. Just for stabbing. So I go upstairs. I'm trying to find my wallet. I'm just like, I don't understand where... I didn't leave it in the car, did I? Oh, no. I was really tired last night, Kendall. It was a double shift. So, hold on. So I go outside. Actually, she hears me. Oh, I put the phone to the door. I open the sliding glass door so she can hear that open. I go outside. She can hear the traffic going by. I get into my van. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I didn't leave my window down. Oh, no. Somebody broke into my car. Kendall! Somebody threw a brick through my window and stole my fucking wallet. I gotta call the DMV. I gotta call my bank. I gotta do all that shit. Her response to me having like this total mental breakdown was...
this Oscar-winning performance, if you will.
Oh, my God, dude.
You committed,
seriously,
man.
I am Sam.
I'm
going
to go outside so she can
I
hear.
Am Sam. I was fucking amazing. I was fucking, yeah. So I'm just like, I can't believe it. And I started breaking down again. I'm just like, you understand? Like, this is my life, Kendall. Like, every time I get close to my dream, somebody comes by and stabs me. Or fucking just treats me badly or throws a brick through my... I said, throw a brick through my dreams. That, to me, I thought was like the best line ever. Like, someone throws a brick through my dreams, Kendall.
Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just
I can't glad. Wait to hear your Oscar speech.
I want to thank my agent.
I
want to thank my agent. I want to thank my nutritionist. I want to thank...
I want to thank Kendall.
Kendall. Because fuck you, twat. That's why. So I'm like, I'm going off. I'm just like, I'm breaking down. I'm just like, I can't believe this is how you get. You call me up out of the clear blue sky. You offer me this awesome position as a speaking role in the most amazing movie of all time, the greatest franchise. Fuck Star Wars. I said, fuck Star Wars over the phone.
How
just to,
dare
just,
you?
Wait, just to try and shake her to see, like, maybe I can like hit her at her nerd core if she has any love or, you know,
any
validation.
For her soul?
None. She's just nothing. Like, oh, her response. Well, all we need is the routing number from your checking account. And we can move forward in not paying for, but validating your account.
She really thought she had you.
Oh, dude, no, I shit you not. To this day, I still have the fucking phone number. We should fucking call that. One of you guys should fucking call that number. As
May
my
I speak
agent.
With Kendall, please.
You know, James, you're my agent. Bryce, you're my nutritionalist. And just like.
You're
I gave
doing
up.
A really poor job.
I gave up. He's just eating like croutons made of cheese, and that's all he does, like all day, every day.
It's just lard nuggets.
Where does one find lard nuggets? This fat fuck, he knows where to find them. Over here.
Follow him.
He's got a dealer.
So
I see a guy in a street corner.
I'm just buying sandwich lard bags nuggets. Full of like just like lard nuggets.
Yeah. They're deep fried lard nuggets though.
And then when President Trump lard. Gets elected, he'll be like, you know what? I want to build a fence around all the lard nuggets, so that this chubby piece of shit just dies, just fucking dies. Anyway, so
Jim will just dig underneath.
When she said, like, all we need is your fucking your routing number for your checking account to fulfill this need, I was just like, wow. I was just so floored at the fact that she had
That's
no.
All they cared about.
Yeah, it's all
That's
they
her
just
job.
Want the fucking money, and she never said. But she never said sell. This is the thing. I will give Kendall. Praise and 4 stars on Yelp. I don't care. Because she never said you have to buy anything. If you want to verify your account, you do these things. And even though I'm standing there on the precipice of my fucking, my financial, you know, dream, like right there, fucking did on the other side of that chasm, you know who's there? Fucking Paul Walker, fucking Vin Diesel. They're all standing on the other side of that fucking chasm. And I can't get there because someone threw a brick through my dreams, and she did not even waver. She didn't even look at her like, oh, that's so terrible. Well, you know, when you get yourself taken care of, just give us a call back, and we'll get you taken care of. We just need your routing number.
Is there
number.
A name of this company? Did they give you a name?
Never did. No, never did. Never fucking did, which was amazing to me. And again, we have the number. We should call it. James as the agent, Bryce as the nutritionalist, who's clearly not giving fucks over here. So, yeah, so I
represent my client, Big Jim Willig, and my client, Jim Willig, wants to know if the offer...
The bloated corpse. The bloated, soggy, blood-drenched
corpse. The offer to keep
this
information on file is still available, because my client, Big Jim Willig...
was promised a role in Fast and the Furious 8, starring Vin Diesel, starring Paul Walker's corpse.
But I gotta get all the names wrong.
Harrison Ford.
Van Diesel.
Mr. Diesel.
Dewan the Pebble Johnson.
Dewan. He doesn't raise an eyebrow. He shows a pinky. It's just like, not cool. I love how we both showed pinkies and no one can fucking hear that shit. But yeah,
you can't
so,
hear it go ping.
So when that's she what said, I hear. All we need is your fucking routing number. I'm
I just
like,
hear.
Did she say Doosh. Your fucking routing? God damn it, Chud, you've kept me on the phone for half an hour. Give me your
no,
fucking routing
she,
number.
No, she would never do this. How dare you speak ill of Kindle, my possible, you know, talent agent.
I've got to find, I have it somewhere, where our mutual friend Bozic
yeah.
grabbed you and pulled you in the studio to talk to this lady selling timeshares.
I have that. I have that entire conversation. Yeah, I have it. If you want, I will send it to you and you can tag
the show. Oh, I
have
it. I just have to find what disc it's on, but it's
okay.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
Jim
no.
keeps this guy.
No, it's
or
woman.
This lady.
It's woman, yeah.
Just on the line.
This
it's like,
poor, just, and she's nice. She's a
nice totally
fucking
nice,
lady.
But you were just like stringing her along, just dangling that little. And it's like,
so what happened was I was in the KUFO studios back in the day. When the hotline would ring, it wouldn't ring automatically.
You got a flashing
light.
You
get like a strobe light, yeah. So the strobe light starts going off, so we know that
Bozic
someone's
has a seizure.
Yeah. It's during a commercial break. I was talking to him about something random. He's like, hold on for a second. Hits the record on the Vox Pro, hits answer on the phone, and she's like, yeah, is Peter there? And he's like, yeah, hold on for a second. I'll get him for you. He puts her on hold. He looks at me, he's like, you're Peter. Fucking go. And then hits record, pulls me back off a fucking hold. She's like, yeah, is this Peter? I'm like, yeah, this is Peter. What's up? And I'm like, just like you said. We recently found out that you were interested in possibly having a timeshare in Las Vegas. I'm like, yes, I did. Oh my God, I'm so thankful that you guys called me back. I was waiting for you guys to call me. I was
waiting.
And she's like, you know, do you have a significant other? I'm like, well, I've got another, but she's not that significant, if you know what I mean. Unless they'll give me a better deal, in which case I'll drag the old bat out of bed. I don't care. You know, it's been a long.
I will get the audio and on
eight and
the
a half
show,
months. Yeah,
I will slip that in.
It is I think it's like. I swear to God, it's got to be like 10 minutes long. Like,
oh yeah, no, dude,
the
it's
whole
like 17.
Fucking time. Yeah,
like you kept her on for a long time.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And again, like you know, like with Kindle, fuck that twat. Because you know, she gave no fucks when I got my car broken into. And the thing is, I'm standing outside of my house next to my van, trying to be as authentic as possible. My van, totally fine. Me, faking tears. My neighbor's like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He's screaming about how his window got broken in. His window is totally fine. And his wallet isn't even fucking in there. I know, I checked twice. But, like, just like I'm going through this in total emotional breakdown. And she gives no fucks. And at the end, I'm just like, Kendall, I'm like, so once I get my stuff taken care of, I get my new wallet, I get my new license, can I call you back? Can you give a number and call you on? She's like, yes, you can call me back on this number right here. I'm like, can I get you personally? Because I'd really like to talk to you. Because, Kindle, you're the one that ignited my dream. Like, I was there. I was, like, so frustrated. I worked this shitty job at a warehouse in the middle of fucking nowhere. And you, Kindle, you were the one that pulled me out of that darkness. You pulled me into the light and said, you will be the limelight. You will be there with Dewan the Pebble Johnsonia and
Van Diesel.
And she's just, yes, you can call me anytime. I'm like, awesome, thank you so much. Again, completely like a movable rock. Like, I was the unstoppable force. She was the immovable object.
Have you thought about, like, how many people they might have suckered to giving them money? Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with churches. You know, it's the same thing where, like, you know, where
I just had a fucking group of Mormons come to my house today.
What?
Same here, yeah.
Luckily, no, yeah. I wasn't able to get to the door, but they left their little pamphlet.
You were busy loading a give me a minute!
Hang
yes,
on!
Give me a minute! Loading, like, shell after shell.
I'll be right with you! Don't go anywhere!
I want the good shells.
Fuck, I gotta reload these. Fucking press.
Grandmaster Paul, we should leave because I hear nothing but cocking in the background. Ch-ch-ch. Yeah, we should go, like, now, like, today. And you live in a cul-de-sac, which means they've got nowhere to run. They can go up the street or down the street.
I looked out the
window. All they can do is run away from where you live.
I should just open the door naked.
Sup?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Sup, bro?
Okay.
Do you even lift?
I went to visit my younger brother when he
Wait, hold on. You have a younger brother?
Yeah.
Where's his podcast? Is he looking for someone that's been stabbed a couple times and just kind of,
Gently used podcast, mate.
Some leakage. But he's good. He's solid.
So we're hanging out. Trained. We're watching. We're watching. I only Evil bleed Dead on the muscle.
The towels.
And Mormons show up at the doorstep.
Yeah.
My brother, because it was warm, my brother opens the door, no shirt on.
Yeah.
And he's like, sup.
I'm sure the teacher's like, this is going to be a long one.
This is the same guy who, whenever he calls me, he always, I'm like, hello. He's, what's up, fucker?
I'm loving your younger brother more and more. Does he really exist, or are you just making this up?
No, he really exists, yeah.
Really?
What's his first name? In the Air Force in Tucson.
I think. No shit.
Yeah.
So he's legit shit.
He's a badass, yeah.
Yeah. So he can walk to the door.
He can buzz the tower.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, he can buzz the tower.
Well, then.
Negative ghostwriter pattern is full. Sorry about that.
Then he could walk to the door shirtless. Now, not so much.
He flies a plane made of dead fucking
Mormons.
Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah. Fucking awesome.
Shit, all I got is this raft. At least it'll save me from the flood.
I enlisted in the armed forces and all I got was this shitty raft.
Native Mormons. I'm surprised during Iraq and Afghanistan they weren't saying, you can have your own raft of Muslims.
People so did you need some more rope? Or like, you know, it seemed like you were kind of...
That's the first time Bryce has ever hung himself on the show.
I just fucking do pull-ups from that shit.
Well, again, no. And again,
neck pull-ups.
Your statement was not, you know, yours of your own personal thoughts, but it's just like, you know, that's kind of the thing, the kind
of
the way...
It's very much of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you're villainizing...
Well, it's still kind of... going on now with fucking Trump. Everybody still hates Muslims.
See, no, he's just getting a bad rap. Just
he's
first
not
of all,
hateful at
he's
all.
Orange, which means it's a pleasurable color.
He's a fake man.
Yep.
You want to keep on defending him?
I had some thoughts in my pocket, but there's a knife in there now. I can't really pull it out.
Stabbed closed.
He's not getting those notes.
But no, yeah, you're right. It's like, it's, how fucked up is it that, and again, we're going to get serious here for the hot minute before we close out the show, but, you know, you've got this fucking orange-tinted douchebag with no fucking hair, and all he does is promote violence at his fucking rallies. And the one time where the protesters from Bernie Sanders showed up to protest, not to wreck shop, not to cause some shit, because Bernie Sanders fans fucking know better. You know, Bernie Sanders was photographed in the fucking, in the 40s, in the 50s, being like, you know, horsewhipped by fucking police alongside black activists trying to bring about change in this country for the better. And fucking Trump's got the fucking... orange-tinted balls.
By the way, I have to work tomorrow, unfortunately, but Bernie Sanders is in Vancouver.
Yeah,
I
know.
Really
I saw that.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He's doing a rally up in...
I should forget the
high school name, but I'm sure you can.
I'm gonna find a Donald Trump mask. I'm gonna go there and like put on like a suit and stuff. But like,
local
you know what?
Comedian Big Jim Willig murdered when he wore a Donald
Here's
Trump.
Here's the thing,
mask.
Bernie. You make a lot of good points. I appreciate that. It's very important to me that this country is great again. You're the one, obviously. I got stabbed by one of your fans.
Have you seen that fucking video? I gotta.
Here's the thing: if
this.
Somebody got stabbed at a Bernie Sanders rally,
furniture store.
Come on down to Bernie Sanders.
Do you
want couches? We got beds.
Do you want a couch that will be reliable for the next 4 years? Then you come to Bernie Sanders. So many fucking names for this
CNN
goddamn show.
Yesterday, I spent like 2 hours watching Anderson Cooper talk to these people about Fox coming out in support of Megyn Kelly blasting
Jesus
Trump.
Fucking Christ.
The whole thing was basically boiled down to, well, Trump's just mean to her because he wants to fuck her.
Oh, that's totally fine for a political fucking leader. When Obama got elected, Trump came out and was just like, you know, I'm blasting fucking, oh, Jesus, really? Oh, yeah, I love this.
Boo.
And, like, the Secret Service guy shows up. But no,
obviously, he hasn't seen that one yet.
That was awesome.
But no, yeah, like, oh, fuck, I lost my train of thought. Derailed by an awesome meme. But no, like, it comes down to the simple fact that Bernie Sanders is not running like a fucking fuck you on the perfect person for this whole thing. That's what it was. It was Donald Trump saying that Barack Obama didn't have enough political experience to be fucking president.
Exactly.
Fucking Donald Trump, 0%. Yeah.
Zero.
Fucking, well, you know what? He went, well, the black guy could do it.
Yeah, I know where my birth certificate
rich,
is.
Many time bankruptcy filing. Fuck.
I couldn't.
The guy has turned into a male version of Sarah Palin. He doesn't answer any questions.
Now I kind of feel like, okay, and just go with me on this. I kind of feel like the reason why they're still putting so much attention on Trump is because someone somewhere wants Hillary Clinton to beat Bernie Sanders. The Republican Party knows that they're not going to win. They've got Ted Cruz or this weird caricature of fucking Nazi Germany.
The GOP is trying to figure a way
to get rid of him.
To get rid of him.
Yeah. Like, when your own fucking party is,
they're like down to the wire, and they're like, we cannot let him.
And all he does is gain fucking ground.
No, here's the best part. Trump is coming out going, if I don't get the nomination, America's going to riot.
Yeah.
And you know what's sad? He's probably fucking right.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Because racists and bigots and horrible fucking people with dirt
on
the inside.
The biggest series of The Apprentice ever.
Yeah.
This big song and dance.
I feel, yeah. This is all to sort of like push that Trump.
And here's the thing.
Fucking, you know, model.
If he gets in, and there's a real solid chance because this country is so uneducated.
Who's he got in his party that's going to be able to run against
him? Uneducated outnumber the smart by a large margin.
Yeah.
And they're all Trump supporters.
Donald Trump is the Kanye West of white people.
He didn't even take aim. He just nailed that one.
He just loaded it and fired randomly into a fucking crowd of hilarity and just killed it.
I'm flipping through shit because I'm looking for something
specific. Either way, it's not just the statement. It's the fucking timing. And that's what we have. Bryce fucking Abides for president 2016. You have my vote. You have my vote.
Got a couple more presidents to get through.
That's fine.
Before I can throw my...
How many presidents do I have to shoot before I get to you? You laugh like, yeah, you're never going to shoot me. You're going to be dead well before a blood loss. At
you
least.
Won't even hear the bullet. Nothing.
But, yeah, it's just like, you know, I feel like, and this is as weird of a statement as it could be, but Trump is solely there so that people are so fucking scared of voting for him. The smart people, those of us that actually have a brain and don't fucking beat the shit out of some random person at a fucking rally because they're black. Or they're different, or they're not the same. There was a guy that was at a Trump rally, and like, you know, he showed up, and he's like, you know what, I'm not there for Trump, I'm there to sort of report. And he just stood in this, like, you know, this audience, listening to the people around him. And the four bro douchebags to his left were just like, you know, I can't wait to fucking shoot something with my gun. And they were making fun of, there was a guy that was from India at the end of the whole thing, and they're just like, they were calling him fucking, like, you know, Habib and shit like that. And God, tiny little penis. Look at
making
my
America
with the
great
size
again.
Of his hands.
Look at my
there's a
Trump button. It's totally fine. It's a new
there's
thing.
A political action.
I'm a growa, not a showa.
Here in, I think it's based, I know it's in Oregon, but I think it's based in Portland. This guy running it by the name of Henry Kramer. It was originally called Trump has tiny hands. Donald Trump heard about it, got pissed, so now they had to change their name to Americans Against.
Yeah. Tiny hands.
No, it's Americans Against.
Midgets and Children. Billionaires. Cut them off.
Or delusional billionaires with tiny hands.
Yeah. And now, I know what you're talking about, because every time now this person gets fucking emails from Donald Trump, screen captions from his various appearances in front of his constituency or whatever.
This all comes from the
showing
debate.
How big his fucking hands are, because he's so fucking self-conscious. Yeah. He's like, I can't believe someone would talk about my small hands.
I think it was Ted Cruz just blasted him about having small hands.
When the lead singer of Striper is fucking calling you and putting you on fucking blast, tell me he's not. Tell me Ted Cruz is not the fucking lead singer.
Did I send that to you guys? Yeah.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I swear to God, I saw them just like, it's hold on.
Holy fuck.
Holy shit. Is Ted Cruz the fucking lead singer?
You guys
heard about
that thing going around about Ted Cruz being the Zodiac Killer as a joke.
Whoa. Fucking hold the fucking phone, so joke sniper.
Mystery solved.
There was this
joke.
We
can just arrest him and like so many crimes
would
be solved.
There was this joke, obviously, because Ted Cruz was born a year after the last killing. So he's obviously not the Zodiac Killer. But there's this joke that he's the Zodiac Killer.
It's the perfect plan.
Release his birth certificate, goddammit. He's like, I'm a fucking birther now, goddammit.
How about you get on that fucking grandstand, you son of a bitch?
But there was this guy who made these t-shirts that has a picture of Ted Cruz and the little Zodiac symbol. And it says, Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer. And he was taking the profits of that and donating it to Planned Parenthood. Because
oh my God,
he's so against it. So he was funding abortions.
Fucking brilliant.
For
the Zodiac Killer
against,
supports
exactly,
abortion.
Exactly. He was using as a joke to get funding for it.
More women's services.
As fuck.
They, you know, when you phrase it like that, but still, that's fucking hilarious. I want to find this. If you can find the link, send it to me. I would love to give some money.
I want to fucking buy
that whole
shirt.
Thing.
The shirt's actually pretty cool, too. Yeah. And you guys, I know he's not in the race anymore, but the last election cycle, when
the Zodiac Killer was there,
when Rick Santorum was running,
oh Jesus, weapon the cross, yeah.
They
we had so much.
They
fun
made
with
a they made a they made a website.
Said no one ever.
They made a website, and it was one of the top things in Google for the longest time. And it was what Santorum was.
Yes, yeah, no. Yeah.
The frothing.
What's his name? Savage? What's
that
his name?
That started here. Website came, Tim Savage.
Is it Tim Savage?
Yeah, that website came from a conversation that was on air between Tim Savage and Court and Fatboy.
Yeah. No. There's a guy that actually writes blogs and stuff. Mm-hmm. His last name is Savage. And he was the one that basically took Santorum's last name.
Oh, yeah.
And basically said that Santorum is the slang term for blood and shit and semen that comes out of
the
butt
of
gay butt sex. And to hear it out loud, you're just, that seems kind of stupid. But it got so much momentum.
That's the shirt.
So fucking, I want this. Do they come in extra large?
Probably.
Do they have someone predetermined stab wound areas in them?
Pre-stabbed.
So he's going to get stabbed and
instead
not have to rip my shirt.
It's pre-stabbed.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
But what's his name? Mr. Savage basically was like, you know what? Fuck Santorum. And what's worse, where was Santorum a senator from? I'll give you that fucking trivia question. Where was
California?
Rick Santorum? Nope. Wrong coast.
New
East
York?
Coast. Nope. A little south. Think witness. He was a Pennsylvania fucking senator, fucking Rick Santorum.
Good game.
And now when I look in the mirror, all I see are tears and blood. Tears
and
blood.
Semen.
And blood and fecal matter and foam and weirdness.
Oh.
But so Rick Santorum, die in a fire, raped by spiders. That's for me. That's from me to you. I really pray and hope that
we're not even
Jared Fogle gets to watch your shitty fucking demise and be like, you know what? At least I'm not that piece of shit.
I am...
Okay, so Santorum is the frothy mix of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex.
Yeah. I love how it's like and sometimes.
For, and for...
As it goes to when do those other things come together?
So for like the last two election cycles, when you Google Santorum,
yeah.
and it still is one of the first things that pops up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever... I can't remember his first name, but yeah, Savage... Was one that he wrote the It Gets Better blog about like people that are gay, and how like coming out isn't the hardest part. It's like living with the scrutiny and the all that other bullshit and the abuse that kind of comes along with trying to just be who you are and be happy with who you are at the same time. And fucking, I love somebody took the scene from The Wall from Pink Floyd, and they superimposed various gifs of Donald Trump on the face of like the Nazi motherfucker when he's having his rally, and it's like so fucking perfect. If you find this,
there have been
look it
so
up.
Many fucking memes lately of Trump just caught at the perfect time where he's waving to the audience, and it looks like the Nazi salute. Yeah.
He doesn't wave like normal people. Just, you know, hand up.
He's, yeah,
left
it's got
to right.
It's
got to look at. Sup, bro? Angle, Sup? You know what I like? I love my donuts with white flour. I love white flour. White flour. I want donuts with white flour. White flour. Again, window open. Neighbors nearby with ears.
I think you're talking about white flowers.
Yeah, well.
I think we're getting off topic here.
We have gone so far off the topic.
Where was the topic? I don't know what the topic was.
This was supposed to be part two of our...
I know. We're
well,
like...
we got the story out that much. And I want to talk about abuse, but I think that's going to have to sit around for another show because...
Yeah.
And again, in all honesty, like, you know, not just as a joke, like, abuse is something that, you know, we all kind of deal with. For the most part.
It's
and it's
really
something that
great
kind of
that this show that we're coming up with future topics and stuff, and we can't always get to them, but we will talk about that.
Yeah.
But we do need to conclude the conversation we had last week because people, our listener is hanging.
Person? I wouldn't say people, I say person. Let's get specific with our listenership.
I could actually probably name my listener as well.
Shh, no, because
I actually
scare him off.
Know him.
You'll spook him. You'll spook him.
Don't call him out.
So
last week we were discussing religion.
Yes.
And how people pick and choose what to believe instead of believing the whole. And everything, and I forget where we left off. I probably should have listened to that.
I think we all probably
fairly
should have,
certain but. That Bryce was making a very brilliant point, and you and I were fucking just running over him every fucking chance we got. Every time he tried to get a fucking sentence out edgewise,
we discussed how misogynistic religion is.
Yeah,
I honestly, other than I think maybe Buddhism, I think most organized religions are pretty male centric.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
You know? And again, it's not from the fact that if you believe that there's a creator in the universe, if you believe that there's some entity that lives in the clouds or above the stars or some shit like that, you believe that there's something out there that is creating life, that is a grand creator, it has to fucking be a woman. Because women fucking scientifically are the only ones that create fucking life. Guys, there's like one dude that was like a transgender person and actually, you know, somehow managed to get pregnant. You remember that guy?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's got to be a fucking woman and no fucking book because they come from that misogynistic, cock-centric fucking mentality back in the day that says...
You mean the one that's still going on now?
No.
Because there's full equality for women.
It starts...
God bless you. You are trying so hard. I get that. It's fine.
It starts with a woman going against the will of God.
Whoa.
And
Yeah.
Women,
see,
women are responsible
that's how they do
for
it.
Original
they,
sin.
Yeah, they're able to
she
put
believed,
them on a lower pedestal than men because they're the reason.
Men,
she believed a talking snake... Which is the total thing that happens all the time.
But it's like...
Well, not so much anymore, but back then...
Oh, dude,
the
fucking talking snake.
You couldn't
walk three steps without tripping over like three talking... Hey, buddy, I'm up here, or down here.
Down here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Up here.
They used to just go around going, don't you dare, don't you tread on me.
They sing
They're all singing tunes. Metallica songs.
Damn Yankees. Thank you. Fuck you both.
So all Talking Snakes are fans of Damn Yankees.
Yes. Yeah.
Why President Trump is going to get them the fuck on the other side of the
build
wall.
Build a fucking wall. All right, yeah. All right, we got you. So anyway.
I'm getting Bryce rushed over
love,
here.
Love how he just dismisses you. Yeah, that's fine. Well, whatever.
Shut Trump, your Trump's fucking mouth. Yeah, whatever. Done.
He's not the one that scares me the most. Cruz scares me the most. As
really?
A potential,
oh my God, yeah.
As a potential.
But he says
president.
To hell
Did
with the
of
devil.
You guys hear fucking so, Rubio's speech when he dropped out?
No, I
Oh my
I
God,
don't.
Dude, that guy scared me.
They
fucking.
All scare me. Yeah. But Cruz scares me the most because he could potentially get the most done and cause the most damage. Trump will have opposition from both sides. But yeah. We're getting back off topic. So, you...
Talking snakes.
Yes, talking snakes, walls, prisons, whatever.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't tread on me.
You, Jim, yes. Went to Catholic school.
Thank you for spitting that out.
Well, I'm curious about your experience with that. And,
so
not, and I know that there's many cans of worms in there.
Yeah,
but
oh, dude, yeah.
How did that affect how you believed? Did it help you? Did it push you away?
It's something where I read the Bible and studied the Bible many times, and there's a lot of good stuff in there. You know, the Bible in and of itself is a great book, but it's not, that's what it is. It's a fucking book. It's an inanimate object that has some good ideas in it that if you want to or not choose to make those things the way you run your life, then great. Or not, who gives a fuck? The way I saw Catholic education was you wear the same things every day. You are forced to believe the same things every day. You have no choice. You have no voice. All you're supposed to do is you're given the freedom of life from God, but you have to live his fucking way, which is what? When I got to college, I wrote my first English paper was about brainwashing and the Catholic educational system, and I got a B+, which... You guys,
well done.
Yeah, I know. Was incredible. There was a lot of grammatical errors, but fucking, you know, Jews and how they fucking spell check. Way to go, Mr. Bellstein or whatever. But no, it's something where you know you've got a good idea, but it's been corrupted by so many pieces of shit that this good idea that was once you know something that was intended to. If Jesus were walking the earth today, he would
Hey, he's supposed to come back any time now.
Really?
Right? I got an RSVP card.
He was supposed to come back several generations ago.
I hear he's running for president right now.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Hillary Clinton.
It's actually Bernie Sanders. He's in disguise.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Bernie Sanders, Jew.
Jew.
Jesus, hey. Jew. Come
Hello.
On. Jesus you know, Jesus doesn't Just look saying. That... He's not that quite. He doesn't have like the ripped fucking core that he used to have. He's not like the Jesus you see in the crucifix. Could you imagine like? And again, I don't want to you know say that I want to see Bernie Sanders crucified. But if he was, like you know, what would like just imagine like that pudgy body and like those man tits kind of sagging? Really, nothing. Nobody. Just me.
A lot
just me.
Lot.
No, just a, okay.
Hey,
oh, there's
hey,
some guys
his,
in black
his
suits.
Porn printouts are different from yours, all right?
Exactly. Yeah,
apparently they're old.
They're all just political man. Characters being crucified in varying ways and just stained in semen.
But when you first started going, you went to Catholic school.
Yeah,
like,
my
whole
life.
Your whole life. Okay.
Well, okay, there were a few exceptions where I got... first grade, I was physically abused by my teacher, and I got taken out and I got sent to public school. But the problem was the public school was so overfilled that they couldn't find room for me in the first grade, so I had to get knocked back into what they called pre-first, which is like a non-existent fucking grade. So I was held back a year and then got sent back to that same fucking school, the same Catholic school, at the end of that summer because my mom got a letter in the mail saying that, well, the teacher that was putting fucking black and blue marks on your kiddo that you love so much received the proper amount of training or counseling. So it's safe to re-enroll
so
your child.
It's like the Catholic Church has done with the sex abuse, where they just kind of shove it under the carpet or
you know,
shuffle the person
yeah,
around.
Yeah, it's the only male priest that I was aware of that actually got in any kind of trouble was Father Allen at St. Joseph's Elementary School, which was the last elementary school that I went to. He got arrested. He got arrested soliciting a prostitute, a female prostitute. And when they caught him, they took him to jail. They checked his rectory, and in that rectory, they found female porn. And my mom, the whole time, was just like, you know, if he ever got a hold of you or any of your little friends and touched you in any kind of way, I would go to prison. I would kill that man. I'm just like, Mom, how do you get from fucking going through the trials?
Being a natural man.
Yeah.
Being a horny man.
And just wanting to put your dick in something. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
To, like, child molestation.
Yeah, it would be totally different if they found kiddie porn.
Yeah, or if he sold sandwiches for, like, a major company.
Yeah, somewhere. $5 footlongs. Yeah, yeah. Actually, they're $6 now.
Five knuckle foot long. but so it came down to the fact that I took the good from what my education was giving me and had to deal with a lot of, I mean, like.
Would you say that religious schools put you at a disadvantage versus public schools because of some of the stuff that they teach?
All I can speak from is the school that I went to, and I cannot say that school in and of itself is an embodiment of all schools in general.
Well, yeah, I know that. Every school is different. Every state's different. I mean,
yeah.
You look at the sex education of, like, the South versus up here in the Northwest.
They don't teach sex in
That's
the
exactly.
South.
No, they don't teach in the South.
Only versus up here, while it's not necessarily the best, at least they teach about
James Robinson ruining all of our listenership in the South. Yeah. Anyone, you know, south of the
Mason-Dixon. We don't have listeners in the South.
South of the Mason-Dixon.
But they don't have computers down there.
But no, Bryce, you make a very good point in that, you know, for me, I'm so jaded in the fact that I was physically, emotionally, mentally, and sexually abused by this educational system, but just from that one school.
Yeah.
I would not say that St. Anthony of Padua Elementary School and Maximum Correctional Facility is a good place to send your kids. When I got to high school, I was a senior, and this girl came up to me. She was a freshman, and I had no idea who she was. She's like, "Are you?" James Willick? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, and who are you? She's like, did you go to St. Anthony's elementary school? I'm like, yeah. Again, who the fuck are you? And she's like, did you have, her name at the time.
Why don't you tell me who you are?
Mrs. Myers was her name. She used to be Miss Catterbone when she was a single lesbian. But when she married a guy, she became Miss Myers, which the joke amongst the students was only Michael Myers was a psychotic enough nutbag to marry this twat bag. So she's like, so you had Mrs. Myers as your teacher? I'm like, yeah. I was like, do you know that she still tells stories about you to this day? And this is the woman that gave me a fucking, she gave me a strip search, and she dumped out my desk on the floor and made me sit on my books because I was so stressed out by the trauma that she was not only giving to me herself, but allowing the students to give me, that I would have accidents, like, fucking on the daily. Like, you know, and it was fucking traumatizing. But at the same time, I see what the messages, the central messages that Catholic elementary school or Catholic education is trying to put across. I've seen it done right. That school in and of itself should be fucking nuked from orbit. It's the only way to be fucking sure. And also, Sister Pius is still alive to this day, my second grade teacher. Should die in a fire, raped by spiders.
I can't wait to get Don Frost on to do his Sister Pius.
Oh, person. God damn it.
So did you believe when you were going, or did you doubt?
I honestly, the way that the story was, it seemed like too much of a fairy tale.
I think a better question is, when did you call it into question?
I would say,
because as a kid, you believe fairly easily.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't.
But there are those that can, very young, say, this doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, when you're very young, you believe blindly.
Why are
I
you
mean,
talking like Christopher Walken right now? When you're very young, you believe. Oh, you got a knife over there? Oh, look at you with your...
You believe in things like the Easter
Bunny.
Yeah,
no, I believe.
Claus
I believe in pain right now.
No proof whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not that far of a leap to believe in
the
magic
time.
Sky man who looks down on you and loves you and
wants
you to be...
Oh, no. He only loves you if you do what he says and follow him unfucking questionably.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the freedom. I'll give you the freedom of choice to do whatever you want.
But you
but
don't
unless
have
you
choice.
Do what the fuck
yeah,
I do.
Exactly.
Then guess what? You're going to go to a very hot place, and there's going to be Hitler, and there's going to be a guy that sells sandwiches, and there's going to be all kinds
Donald
of horrible
Trump.
Shit down there. Yeah. And some orange-tinted man that ran for president
so
once.
So when was it, and let's go around the room, when was it that you first started to
You guys first, because I know mine. You guys first. When was the first time that you were posed with... And again, what religious faith were both of you? I mean, Bryce is obviously... he's a nihilist. He believes in nothing. Lebowski.
Raised Catholic.
Recovering?
Recovering, yeah.
Meetings are on Wednesdays. Bring a covered dish, if you couldn't.
I think I would identify more with Christian now.
Is that Christian
now? Yeah. Christian now!
That sounds like a horrible like, scene.
It sounds like one of the scenes. did you call the number on the TV late night?
I did, yeah.
1-800-CHRISTIAN now.
I guarantee there's a Christian now.
I see Christ in like, you know, like some Birkenstocks and like just hanging out with a hoodie. Just like, what's up?
I can actually remember the exact moment.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I was in sixth grade in my English class. Because sixth grade, they started transferring
Catholic school,
you,
public school?
Public school.
Okay.
They started transferring you around to get ready for, like...
High school,
yeah. Okay. So sixth grade, you had homeroom that you were in most of the day, but for English,
really?
And math, PE, and choir, you would transfer around.
Wow.
In seventh grade, all your classes were... So, sitting in English, writing some assignment, and it hit me that I was, like, 11... One day, I'm going to die.
Dude, sixth grade?
Sixth grade.
11 years old?
11
wow.
years old.
That's fucking heavy.
It traumatized me.
For
I
homeroom.
Had a panic attack. They had to take me to the nurse's office.
Are you fucking serious?
During this panic attack, I could not shut my mind down because it just kept going and going.
That's how panic
like,
attacks do.
One day, I'm not going to exist anymore. Where am I going to go?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to me? And that's when it happens. Like, well, you know, if I'm good, I go to heaven, right? What is heaven? Where is heaven? Why would I go to heaven and not hell? I'm 11.
You've stabbed so many students.
So many people.
you were past that the free age.
Yeah.
If you're under 7, you automatically go to heaven.
Yeah.
Which is one of the scariest
things.
No,
you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't.
The moment you're born, you have what's called original sin.
Yeah.
Because chick talked to a fucking snake about an
apple
once.
However, there is an age of which you don't. It's like a freebie period because you don't fully understand
what
you're doing. Yeah.
Show me. Show me on your
Fine.
Magic eye tab.
I will find it. I will find it. It's going to take me a little bit.
I'm not saying
that
you're lying.
It.
I'm just saying like this is so,
but
so radical and a concept.
I've never heard this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I was.
That's one of the things that's the scariest.
If a baby dies before they're christened.
Yeah. Because sixth grade is usually.
Part of it as well.
Because usually sixth grade is like first communion. That's usually when that happens. Like first or second grade is when you go in for first communion. And it's 6 a.m. and they give you wine. And people wonder why kids get molested. For some reason, here's a little bit of a bread, which is supposed to be, you know, God's scab.
I thought it was a cracker.
I think
it depends.
Yeah,
yeah.
I heard about like some free range churches where like they would give you like I shit you not,
the
instead of
just wanders around
instead of like hosts and wine, they would give you potato chips and soda. I shit you the fuck not, these things existed.
But it's grape soda.
Yeah, well, of course, because. You know, the Lord is lactose intolerant and it can't handle some other shit. But, that's so, wow. Sixth grade, or 11 years old, and you're realizing that your life...
Because my parents were forcing...
Oh, yeah, you're going to die. You're totally going
to
die.
We're forcing my brother and sister and I to go to church on Sundays.
Oh,
not
Sunday
as a family.
School, fucking shit.
Here's the thing, though. Not as a family. We wouldn't go as a family.
No, no.
Just the kids.
Yeah, of course.
So mom and dad could have a few hours alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got in trouble and was asked not to return to a church.
You got kicked out of fucking... You were the raddest man alive.
It gets so good because...
Lay it on me.
I asked the Sunday school teacher if, you know, Sunday is the Lord's Day and you know, the Lord's Day is...
Day of rest
be with your
or whatever.
And, you know, and be with the Lord, be together. why are my parents, you know, why are they forcing us here? And, you know,
yeah.
And that he had no answer for it.
Yeah. No, there's so many awesome questions.
So they sent me home with a note. Please don't let him come back. My mom was pissed.
Fucking raddest man alive, James Robinson.
Sixth grade, 11 years old.
2016. Yeah, no.
I have had a very tenuous relationship with church ever since.
You see, with Jesus.
When my wife and I got married, we had to go to counseling. Bryce, you know it because you got married at the same place.
Yeah.
We had to go to counseling, and I swear to you, the pastor almost declined marrying us because he and I got into a discussion about religion versus spirituality.
So what are your thoughts about religion or spirituality? What is your personal thought? Aside from death, I think
spirituality is a good thing. I think it's good to know your spirit, be in tune with, you know.
What is your spirit?
It's a pointy, stabby thing that's about to go.
No. And that should be funny. How do you define your spirit?
For me personally, is that I believe in a God.
Okay.
What God it is, I don't know. Does he have a plan for me? Fuck no.
Yeah, he's got a lot more things on his plate. Yeah.
The God I believe in is putting us here as like a test.
I feel like your God's name is Gary. I don't know why.
Gary God. Gary St. God.
You can just call me Gary. I'm totally cooler this time around.
He's cool with G.
Yeah. Yeah. He's wearing like cargo shorts and like a fucking like a hoodie. Just like, what's up?
I
love Snow Patrol.
I think that the God that I believe looks at people who follow the Bible and laughs. Going, that's not what I said.
No. Because the book, they call it divine dictation.
Yes.
Which was supposedly the book was written, first of all, the Old Testament was already around. It was called the fucking, not the Quran. What is the Jewish book of the Torah?
The Torah.
That was what the Old Testament is. Mm-hmm. The Catholics come around and just like, well, we're gonna take that book and we're gonna kind of expand on it. We're gonna keep it in there, so we can, you know,
we're gonna make some
small tweaks, you know, here and there. We're gonna involve a lot more incest and fucking weird shit and like monsters and demons and shit. Like, have you ever actually read and or studied the Bible?
I've started doing a little bit
of
it, and I'm plan on buying one so I can fully read through it. But there's
Stephen King's nightmares jerk off to what the fuck goes on
there's
in that fucking book.
Yeah, there's a podcast that I listen to. It's called Thomas in the Bible, and it's him.
I just imagine a small train just like reading.
No, it's this guy, and he's reading
read
through.
I think I can read it.
He's reading the Bible, so he reads sections of it and kind of comments on it a little bit, but he basically reads through the whole thing, and I started listening to that.
Getting back to the main point I wanted to make about spirituality is that I don't believe in a devil. I believe evil is human-born.
Okay.
And the devil is just a way to blame something for the evil that we choose to inflict.
So what I'm finding is that there's original sin and actual sin.
Yeah.
So everyone's guilty of original sin, but
guilty
people who
thanks Eve
people who choose not to do the right thing and repent
is actual
sin. So basically, children are given a free pass because they can't conceptually understand all of the sin stuff. So
I think it comes down to whatever faith you follow to.
Yeah, they all vary. They all vary differently.
If a baby dies without being
Christian, they want your fucking money.
Yeah. Because there's so many subsects of each religion.
As horrible a fucking movie as it is, Star Trek, where they find God on a planet and God needs their fucking ship. Is it six?
Undiscovered country?
I think so, yeah.
Undiscovered country. Why does like
but that to me just encapsulated my entire Catholic educational mentality. I'm just like, so if God is all powerful, all knowing, all giving, all loving, why the fuck does he need A, my money, B, me to do what the fuck he has to say for me to do, as opposed to just like creating an ant farm, which is Earth, for us ants to sort of walk around and just have a good fucking time? Why does he need our fucking love and our fucking obedience given back to him?
And what's why that? Are the first few commandments all about him being a jealous
Yeah.
God and being the only
God. I am the only God, thou shalt not.
Because it was basically the, because that was Old Testament, the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was basically the Jewish people who were coming out of Egypt saying, no more, 100,000 gods. We believe in one God. Let's just simplify everything.
What about Crom?
Well, by
I believe in you.
What about Zool?
What about Zool? What about Crom? What about Zool?
They had been wiped out by
four scientists in New York. Is that what you're saying? How fucking dare you?
When we
by
split some Austrian? The atom, God damn it!
But it basically that was it. It was like we need to simplify
our
religion because it's getting.
But why
do this for this God?
Why do
the
first several commandments have to be the exact same?
Yeah,
because whoever wrote it had a serious ego problem and thought he was God.
They had a very bad attitude.
Well, he was Jewish, so his mother thought he was God.
My son, oh my God, have you met Peter? He's so amazing. Here's the thing. He's writing this book, never heard of it before. It's called The Bible. The Babel? Something
the
like that? I don't know. He talks about it all the time, so I call it The Babel. But he's super sweet. He's super sweet. And he's like, he's kind of got the word of God going on in his mouth. But like, again, book. I got into an argument with this girl I was dating back in Pennsylvania, Becky. And she was very Catholic and just, still a fucking virgin. At 22, was still a virgin. And we were going together, and when we got together, she was a virgin. When I left, hymen still intact. So you can go ahead and put that feather on my cap. Or whatever.
Way to not get the job done, Jim.
Jesus.
Religiously cock-blocked.
Yeah. Jesus, like, every time I tried to go near her pussy, I just saw, like, Newman's
dropped
face.
Her pants and there was a Bible.
From Jurassic Park.
Bible
like,
strapped around.
Guys are dicks. Well, I know one person didn't get a dick. Anyway, so. But no, she was very smart, but she was very devout Christian, Catholic, or whatever. And I made the point, I'm just like, so if supposedly the Bible is the quote-unquote word of God, why the fuck doesn't it glow in the dark or hover or fucking float in of itself? Why can't I go to any fucking hotel anywhere in this country and pull out the word of God as written on a fucking book? If it's that important, if it's that monumental, it should be
burned into the sky for all eternity.
Exactly. Thank you, Bryce.
Well, even more so, if it is the word of God, why aren't you following it to the letter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't wear those clothes.
Yeah.
You can't even talk to me. Don't look at me.
And when you're menstruating, ladies, guess what? You have to go to the fucking hills or whatever for a while.
Yeah, because you are unclean.
Yep.
And what's amazing, though, is people love to cherry pick the Bible so fucking much.
The fuck out of that book.
I like these parts because they make me, they basically justify my hatred towards another fucking person.
Yeah. Yeah.
When if
and
you
it
boil
really,
it the
it
fuck
really
down.
It really does come down to that.
Jesus came down from heaven, Son of God, to do what? To die for all of our sins. To basically reboot all of humanity, because prior to that, there was still that Adam
so
and Eve shit.
Basically, his dad fucked up, so he's got to restart.
Well, no, his dad didn't fuck up. His dad... Well,
oh, wait, sorry. Dad, Jesus is God, so there's... So he fucked up and came down.
Seriously, like, it's like there's him, there's Jesus, there's God,
it's
and there's
so
the
Holy
Ghost.
Spirit, or the Trinity, and
so,
the Holy Ghost.
So does God turn like a blue ghost when, like, Jesus
God's
eats a pellet in a
bipolar.
Corner somewhere?
See, it's really
God's
weird
got
because
multiple personalities.
Here's how I understand.
He's a sociopath?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're fucking right. Think about that shit for a hot minute. God is a sociopath.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
And he's schizophrenic as
fuck.
And bipolar.
Yeah.
I always thought, and I never looked into this, but I always thought that it was God, Jesus, and then Jesus after he died was the Holy Ghost.
Jerry Lewis for some reason. God, Jesus, Jerry Lewis.
So it's basically it's God, Jesus, and then after Jesus died, the Holy Ghost. So Jesus and the Holy
Ghost
are basically one and the same, but Jesus is like, on earth, and that's what we talk about, and then the Holy Ghost is his spirit when he rose from death and
they never really
specify. Kind of took a little quick tour, say, hey everyone, I'm okay. Yeah. See ya.
Like
I said,
later.
I'm out.
Like I said, I've been through the Bible a time or 12.
Drop the cross.
They never really define. They kind of vaguely specify what the Holy Ghost is, and it's kind of like it's like half of God and half of Jesus. Kind of like you say, like that kind of like middle part. But there's no real definition of what that is. Regardless, the teachings are there. Mm-hmm. I see it as like, you know, and I posed this question to my teachers as well. I'm like, so say for example, I live my life, my entire life, without ever knowing what the Catholic faith is, without ever knowing what the Bible is. I know it's a random fucking chance, but if I did that, and yet through my own personal way of being, just me, mm-hmm. I took care of my neighbors, I took care of my friends, I never screwed them over, I would never steal from them, I would never kill them, I would never cause any trauma, I would stay true to the people that brought me life, my mother and my father, I would do all those good things. Would I go to heaven? My answer, no, you would not. Because you never asked for Jesus Christ to be in your own personal heart as your Lord and Savior. And at that point, I'm like, fuck and you. Because what about the people that live in fucking indigenous fucking tribes? Yep. All the fuck away. They don't need your fucking Catholicism. They don't need your fucking...
Supposedly, yeah. God loves everyone equally.
But he only chose to show to a certain group of people. If he was this almighty, powerful being...
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he have showed himself to everybody in the entire world? Because there was...
Well, because the one time he did, he got nailed to a lowercase t. That's kind of sad.
You dissect all the major religions.
Because there was no Christianity in America before Columbus came.
Yeah.
I find
and
it
that
very
went well.
But
very well.
Great.
They made
but
see, out here's very
three
well.
Of all times. Yeah.
God was here. He was called the Great Spirit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. And that's the thing is, I always... When I studied about the indigenous people, the Native Americans, which to call them Native Americans means like, oh, so you were native to this place that you got ripped the fuck off from.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And raped and pillaged and destroyed.
Dysentery,
and now
syphilis.
Your children to this fucking day are being taken out of your homes and put into regular schools because the government doesn't want you teaching your children how they were taught from like the tribes in those days or whatever. When I found out that there were these people that lived fucking every day, they wore clothes that they made, they believed in what? They believed in the sun. Because what the sun do? The sun brings life and warmth and comfort mm-hmm. to you. They believed in the earth, which brings you your food and your bounty. When they would kill an animal, they didn't just kill it because they were like, you know, hunting it. They killed it because that animal meant food for them, and they were thankful.
Not just
and they
food,
prayed for the spirit
clothing.
Of said yeah. animal.
Food,
yeah.
clothing, tools.
Yeah.
They used
it all. Yeah.
So they would do all those things for that animal, and then afterwards, they would pray for the spirit of that animal and be thankful for the fact. Are you thankful every time you crack open a fucking, you know, McRib? No, you're not. You could give fucks less.
No, because I'm going, what the fuck?
What
did
I do?
This isn't meat.
Whatever Play-Doh factory this came out of, my butt's gonna fucking
Soylent and Green factory.
I think the bottom line has to be, it's completely fine to believe whatever you want to believe.
Yeah.
But take into consideration, don't pick and choose. If you're gonna believe it,
yeah.
and follow it, fucking follow it.
And stop fucking ham-fisting
don't
your beliefs down somebody
way,
else's throat yeah. because they're different than yours.
That's number one. Don't yeah. foist your beliefs on other people yeah. who are unwilling or just don't
want to
hear it.
Yeah.
But don't use it as an excuse to hate.
And especially in America right now, they're using it as they're being attacked. They're yeah. the minority now.
We're the victim now.
Yeah.
As opposed
and
to...
And it's ridiculous.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking
it really
me
bugs me when I see any sort of meme that says, you know, like or share if you agree that we should bring God back into the...
One like equals
no,
one prayer,
no, no.
Yeah. One share
first
equals
of all,
one love or whatever.
They said in the Constitution...
the separation of
religion of church and
yeah,
state.
It's the
exactly.
separation, as
separation.
Bryce said.
The
separation, yeah.
It's
a thing.
We've got to keep them separated. So people
you speak
say,
so rarely, I have to pick it out when you actually
I just, every time I see those, I want to correct them and
yeah.
say, no, it says in the Constitution yeah. to
and
keep
we
them
didn't,
separate.
And we didn't put
we didn't
in
put
God
anything
we trust
about God
on our
until
money.
The 1950s.
Yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely
exactly.
right.
Yeah. Everyone who
because
says
we're
that,
fighting
I just
the fucking godless Russians.
Yeah.
The godless communists.
Yeah. So I just, it And I think I'm just going to start doing it.
Because obviously socialism never worked for this country. Oh, wait, it kind of did when we were at our worst fucking point, when we were in the Great Fucking Depression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Socialism was the one thing that pulled us the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
But because, you know, well, those fucking, those Reds, those commies, those bastards need to be fucking wiped off the earth.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, so this topic, we can run for the next 3 fucking hours. Can we table it now and then put a pin in it? And then, you know,
I think next we've time? Said everything that we need to say.
No, because I've got more. I've got a lot more. The thing is, trust me. More.
This topic comes
Daddy's
up.
Daddy's got a lot of
often.
Issues. A lot of skeletons in this closet.
Bryce
sure.
and I know we talk about this 4 or 5, 20 times a year because something always comes up.
There's always some sort of news
that brings
article,
up the topic.
Yeah.
And the great thing is that, you know, when we allow time to pass, we educate ourselves a little bit more. So when the topic does come up,
the smart ones of us do.
Yeah,
those that
some
don't
of us
don't. That cling so desperately to that broken mindset because their dad told them they had to, or their mom said this is how things are fucking they have to be. So
next week I want to break things up a little bit. I want to bring back a music episode.
Should we do it in the groups or something? Can I just? No, I'm asking.
We haven't done it in a while. I think it's time we do a music episode, especially since we've got a very limited time left with Jim because he's a quitter.
And losing a lot of blood. A lot of blood, bro. A lot of blood. Just no. Actually, that would stop the bleeding.
Shut up.
That would stop the bleeding.
I keep stabbing him.
No, just, come on. Just
Maybe, Bryce, if you try, use your knife. No. There you go.
That's a big knife. Oh, that's a big fucking... That's not a spoon. That's a fork. That's
you
a fucking
punch him, maybe?
Thing.
You're just, closer.
Just... Come on. I'm trying to... I want... Team Farva, say... Tell my wife I love...
Okay. So,
next I'm week. So glad that my death is just like candy to you fuckers. Like, no one gives a shit. No one's just like, hey, maybe you should stop stabbing Jim. Maybe we should stop doing that for a hot minute.
Next week, music episode.
A lot less stabbings. A lot less stabbings.
We have such a limited time left with Jim.
Yep.
Next week, I want to do goodbye songs.
Oh, Jesus. Really? Come on. We got time between now and then.
Gotta make you cry.
Oh, dude, fuck, man. I'll cry right now,
bitch. I've got something really good planned for Jim's last show.
Is it?
That's probably going to make him cry.
Is it Trooper's final show at the Budokan or whatever?
Yeah, they get stabbed.
Actually, I heard he was going to bring Trooper here. Because I heard that
we're
going to
raise a little hell, Jim.
Just a little.
Just a little bit. Responsible amount of hell.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had 2 weeks of, or 3 weeks, I think. A pretty serious talk, so we'll break it up, and then the show after that.
Again,
we're going to talk about Jim's favorite topic.
I do very much.
Abuse.
I do. Thank you, asshole. I do very much enjoy this topic because
I do too. I'm glad
we
were able.
I feel like there's more ground that we can cover here.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. There's always ground to cover because there's always.
It's only been 2,000
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Since baby Jesus done showed up and that, you know, killed all the dinosaurs. Oh my God. So before, real fucking quick, I shit you the fuck not, there's a parental group now that is against giving children, tiny little chitlins, fucking dinosaurs as toys, because dinosaurs didn't exist.
There's a place
in
New York, there's a list that they have of stuff that they won't have on tests because it could offend people, and dinosaurs is one of them.
Yeah. It's a fucking
thing. Fucking ridiculous.
Okay, so
supposedly
those
dinosaurs
offended,
nailed Jesus to a fucking lowercase t.
I just want to know, do those people, have they never seen dinosaur bones?
No.
Yes, they have. And you know how they justify that?
Giant lizards.
No.
That is one thing that they have said, too.
They say that the gigantic bones that exist. Paleontologists take stone and earth. And they make a mold, and they create those bones.
It's a conspiracy. Oh.
Because, you know, dinosaur bones, they're kind of like rock. You know, they've been petrified for so long. Obviously, Jesus would never have allowed, you know,
those monsters,
the Velociraptor, to kill, you know, Newman from Seinfeld. There's no fucking way. Seinfeld, guess what? Also a fucking Jew. Exactly.
And it's like the young Earth theory that goes around, that the Earth's only 6,000 years old.
So, yeah, like I said,
we thought, good for its age.
So dinosaurs were really good around with people.
I suggest between now and my final show, we save the last half of the show for religious talk. Because, like I said, there's a lot of ground to cover here.
Yeah.
And we're not, for those of you listening, we're not browbeating religion. We're not browbeating, organized faith.
You guys may not be.
Christ is totally beating it with a stick.
Well, and the thing is, when I started listening to some of these skeptical shows, and it kind of pushed me over the edge to more atheism, one of the ones I listened to talks more about
Gary McSatan's Hate Hour.
Well, no.
Bryce, you might need to reach out to some of these guys and see if maybe we could hook up a Skype thing with them and have them guest.
Yes.
I would love to, but they're probably big enough that there's no fucking way they do a little show like this. But they might.
They might send a rep.
I'll see what I can do.
Don't listen to any of the other shows.
I'll see what I can do. Just listen to the last two.
They can only say
everything else.
Yeah, worst thing they can do is say no.
But
I think it would be interesting to get one or two of these guys on who clearly have done a lot more research into the topic than we have.
Yeah.
And we could have a really educated discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry. 16 years of fucking Catholic education.
And how many days were you there?
I mean, I wasn't doing a lot of work.
But one of the ones I listened to talk, the guy goes on this tirade usually at the beginning of the show about a topic, and it's almost always religiously based. And they kind of talk about the harm that can come from the religions and the belief, which kind of opened me up more as an activist against, I guess, a little bit.
But something I want to talk about the next show would be the idea that, yes, the majority of Catholicism or Catholic education or Catholic faith is all about believing unconditionally, fucking, this is what it takes to get into heaven. And this is an abstract thought, but if that makes you a good person, that keeps you on the straight and narrow, it keeps you from doing all the bad things.
That's what scares me, though.
Yeah.
But
you don't shoehorn it down somebody else's throat. Yeah. Is that a bad thing?
But it scares me that there's people that think that the only reason that I won't kill someone is because this book says not to.
Let's be honest, Bryce, you've killed so many.
I choose not to kill because
so many people.
I personally believe it's bad.
But you'd love to, though. If that wasn't in place, you would fucking, oh my God.
I would purge the shit out of you fuckers.
Wow.
And we're going to end on that because you can't top that.
Wow. I'm sorry, I caught a glimpse of all the fucks not given in that moment, and it was cataclysmic.
Fire was coming out of his eyes.
I would purge the shit. You fuckers.
Oh, that was so
You
great.
Trump supporters, you fucking... fucking McRib eating pieces of shit.
You are either a Bryce Cyple or you are dead.
I'm a Bryce Cyplin. I will preach the word of Bryce. He's the one true master.
So,
he is the one
there's
true
the Bryce Cyples, which are like the mid-level, and then there's the Bryce Cyplines, which are like the younglings, the children.
The initiates.
Yeah,
I thought Bryce Cypline was what we powered our cars with. You know, babe, I'm gonna be late getting home. I gotta get some Bryce Abilene in my car. It gets so much better gas mileage than gasoline. It's amazing. Yeah. Go ahead. Enjoy that shit.
I'm gonna jump into my Bryce Ari. Get some Bryce.
Bryce Sami Diablo, I think.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
it's a sweet one. Yep. The gull wings, fucking tits, bro.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so next week we
I have
will
a Mazda
Brisada again because honestly, I don't think until.
Say it. Say it out loud. Say the words. Come on. Just don't be. Come on. Just be on. Really.
You had that comment.
You never left eye contact the whole time.
I want to see the light fade from your eyes.
Come at me, bro. Come at me. I have a healing factor.
Did you see you had an infection?
He's going to now.